Your business grows further on the RNA International than advertise here. It's easy. Visit www.rna.ao. You'll just win.
Communities. Communities. Outsiders insiders. The life stories of those who've chosen God to live.
Good evening, everyone. Our guest from Namibia today is André Navarro, a teacher from Cuba that works at the Escola Superior Politécnica do Namib that belongs to Mandoma Yende Mufayo University. Teacher André, be welcome in our studios. First of all, identify yourself, please.
Well, my name is Mario Andres Navarro. I am a teacher. I work at University of Namibia in Angola. I teach English language for students of mechanical engineering, metallurgical engineering, and electrical engineering.
How old are you?
I'm 57 years old.
How long have you been here in Namibia?
Well, I have been here for a year and a half. I got to Namibia on May 2015.
And which things mark you in Namibia?
Well, there are many things in Namibia I could say marked me. First, the impression of living in a desert. I have never thought of getting such experience. Second, I met very friendly people, very well-educated people. I'm not talking all about academic formation, but also about the way people meet you and the way people behave. A very simple people always take care of greeting and leave taking you. And at any time, I'm going to use the magic words, hello, how are you, thank you. And third and finally, Angolan rings and dancing are beautiful. And also I could say that regarding the look of the city, I admire the eclectical architecture of the city with the influence of Portugal and beautiful style from ancient Greece and Rome in some buildings.
Is it the first time for you coming in Angola?
Yes, this is my first trip to Angola, not only to Angola but in Africa in general. I never dreamed about it and I am satisfied of being there. So as you see, I like a lot being here in Angola.
Was it difficult for you to feel comfortable in Namib?
Well, it was not difficult, although sometimes I felt uncomfortable with the change of temperature and the barriers with the poor knowledge of my Portuguese language. Finally, I adapted to Namibia desert and learned a little bit Portuguese language.
What is your opinion about the weather in Angola?
Well, about the weather in Angola, I cannot say much. I was in Luanda, in Lubango, in Tomban, and of course in Namibia. There are some differences between them. Lubango is a very rainy region with a great vegetation, I mean forest. Some areas look like tropical forest. Regarding Namibia, as I said before, the temperature changed a lot during the day. It could be warm, very hot and cool in the same day. Of course, we have to take into consideration that we are in the desert.
Some curiosity, are you here in Namibia with your family?
No, I'm alone.
Has it been difficult to live here in Namibia without your family here?
Well, it's a little difficult because sometimes we feel alone, and sometimes we face some difficulties because there is not my wife and other members of my family. But we have wonderful friends among the Angolan people and among the Cuban professors.
How many children have you got?
Well, I have two children.
Where are they?
Well, both of my daughters are in Russia nowadays. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they live in Russia.
What is your opinion about our culture?
Well, Angola is a multinational, multicultural country. Although the nationality is for everybody Angolan, the Angolan culture is shamefully rich, diverse and impressive. Maybe due to the presence of many people with different ethnic origin and so with different language and traditions. Angolan people, as African people in general, is a very creative people. I have visited street exposition and participating in cultural events. I can say that it is amazing what Angola people makes. The colorful dress, the original shoes, the handicraft and souvenirs. Maybe made from wood and other material taken from the mother nature. I also admire the way Angolan people dance and dress. I like Angolan music, the use of drums, the way people sing in chorus. I also like nowadays melodies and music. I mean kizomba, tarrasinha, and other genre of music. I would like to learn more about Angolan culture. I would like to say to Angolan people to preserve the different national language, including the language small population, and to preserve the wonderful and original culture of this multinational country.
If someone invite you, for instance, to dance some Angolan music, is it possible?
Yeah, is it possible? Although I'm not very good at dancing Angolan dance, but I tried.
You can try, okay. Yeah. How do you analyze the Angolan food?
Well, taking into consideration the multicultural characteristic of Angolan people, Angolan food is very rich and diverse. I like the so-called dishes with vegetables. Maybe other things like funge, excuse me for the pronunciation, funge or something like this, the grilled dishes, the great diversity of cakes and juices. I especially like seafood, the way Angolan prepare it. Angolans cook it very spicy and it smells wonderful. There's no word to describe Angolan dishes with seafood and fish.
But we know that you have got your way of eating or your particular food in Cuba. How was the adaptation eating Angolan food?
Well, the first time it was a little bit difficult because it was for us very strange. Particularly, Angolan people use very spicy, for example, the so-called jindung, piri-piri, and something very hot.
Okay.
Yeah, but we adapted and everything was okay. Nowadays, I liked it.
More examples about the food that you learned during the time that you are.
Well, I like vegetable salads. And the so-called very traditional food here I tried when I came here for the first time, kalulu and cachupa, finjan, the olio de palma, calderada, and some sweet things like sumo de mucas in Portuguese. Yeah,
yeah.
I would like to say very interesting things that for the first time in my life I try here red crabs. In Portuguese, caranguejos vermelhos. So they look like as if they were alive. I have tried them sometimes, and the experience was shocking, but really nice.
Did you make any friendships here?
Yes, as I told you, I met here and found here very friendly people. So I met some friends. First, among the people I worked at the university with, I worked with them at the university, and among people with different professions. I met here Angolan people, some Cuban, new Cuban friends, Slavian friends. I won't mention them because if I forget some of them, they could get jealous. So, and there is a new special friend. He's very professional in his job in Radio Namibe. His name Elias.
Thank you very much. How is the relationship with Angolan people? Principally, is that you made a friendship with them?
Well, first of all, I am a professor, so I always deal with the students. So, I have to meet people all the time. So my relation with Angola is wonderful. As you know, I am a professional from the sphere of humanity. I love the different expression of culture, literature, painting, and so on. So it's not difficult for me to try to find a way for communication with other persons.
Was it difficult for you deciding coming to Angola in the first time when you received the proposal?
Well, not at all. I like to travel. First of all, I like to travel. And Africa, as you know, is a mystery. It's a mythical continent. With a wonderful culture. I could say again that it was not difficult at all. I have some Angolan students in Cuba, in my country. I teach them English. And I like Portuguese in general language, especially Romance language, as you know, Spanish, French, Italian, and so on. Well, I would like to say, to learn a little more about African culture. I admire the flora and fauna and landscape, so being here is a great opportunity. So when I decided to come to Angola, it was for me a very good opportunity. So it was not difficult at all. Well, I would like to say the African and Angola in general to preserve and transmit to the new generation the wonderful culture and legacy of your ancestor. And take care of Africa and Angola in particular, the environment and the culture.
Despite that, during your work, you deal with the English and the Spanish, and sometimes the Portuguese and Spanish are a little bit similar. Did you learn some Portuguese words?
Well, I know some Portuguese words, of course. Okay. I guess there's some the elementary,
the basic
Portuguese language. Bom dia, boa tarde, boa noite, obrigado, como está?
During these days, how do you communicate with the friends that you made here in Angola? In English, Spanish, or in Portuguese?
Well, it depends. Mm-hmm. So there are some friends from Russia, so I also speak Russian very well.
Okay.
So I speak with them in Russia. With Cuban people, I speak Spanish. With Angolan people, I try to do my best, speaking Portuguese.
Okay.
Sometimes in Portuñol, we say.
Okay. In Portuñol, okay. Someday, the Angolan government needs your presence here in Angola again. Will it be possible for you coming back?
Yeah, I'll be ready to get back, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like being here and met very friendly people, as I told you. And I like to to teach.
How is your relations with the students, I mean?
Oh, the student is wonderful because I told you that I work with Angolan students in Cuba.
Okay.
So I know more or less the way they behave, the difficulties for Angolan people in pronunciation. So it's not difficult. So my relationship is wonderful, yeah. I think that the people who work with the student have a great possibility to find a way to get familiar and to interact with the students and with other people.
Teacher, thank you very much for this opportunity that you are giving for us and International Channel of Angola. For finishing, one more question. How do you analyze the development of this country?
Well, I am not a politician, I am not very well at economics, but I guess that...
But as a teacher, I guess that you have got some opinion.
Yeah, well, as a teacher, I see that, first of all, the government pay attention to the education. And the fact that we have some students studying metallurgy, mechanical engineering, electrical engineering, with the participation of Cuban profession, it is a signal that Angolan governments are thinking about preparing the professional for the future of the country. And of course, any country needs professional, because the professional moves the country to the better positions. So without professional, to develop a country is impossible.
Thank you very much. See you next opportunity.
Okay, thank you for inviting me.
You are welcome. It was our conversation with André Navarro, teacher from Cuba, but he's living in Namibia province, working at Escola Superior Politécnica do Namib that belongs to Mandume Yende Mufayo University. From Namib, International Channel, Artur Graciano and Elias Gito.
Communities. Outsiders, insiders, the life stories of those who chose Angola to live.
So that was our magazine, Communities. As I said before, it's our magazine that allows us to know a little bit more about the life and the routine of our brothers abroad. So now, dear listener, as usual, of course, it's time for us to relax a little bit now with music. You know it very well how we do it here on the RNA International. So stay now in the company of music, and we will be back with much more to offer you guys.
Estou perto de ti, oh baby. Não deves confundir o é tudo errado. Tropeço, passo dos meus passos do teu lado, mas me rendo, amor. Rendo-me, amor. Oh, oh.
RNA International now connects Angola to the world. It's simple. Visit www.rna.au. Everything about Angola you learn here on the RNA International at www.rna.au. Global connection. Yarana International Knock Connects Angola to the world. It's simple. Visit www.rna.au. Everything about Angola, learn here on the RNA International at www.rna.au. Global Connection.
Grows further on the RNA International than advertised here. It's easy. Visit www.rna.au. You will just win.
RNA International, um sonho que se tornou realidade. Angola liga-te ao mundo inteiro com toda a informação em tempo real. Política, economia, cultura, gastronomia, sociedade e desporto. www.rna.au. Ao ligar, já está conectado.
The RNA International connects the whole world without boundaries. English, Lingala, French and Portuguese. Wherever you are, just visit www.rna.ao. We are together.
RNA International, le rêve qui est devenu réalité. L'Angola vous connecte au monde avec toutes les informations en temps réel sur la politique, l'économie, la culture, la gastronomie, la société et les sports au www.rna.au.
RNA International, vous allez consacrer ça à Angola dans mon pays, Mobima. Vous allez dans mon pays, vous allez www.rna.au. Vous allez connexion globale. Ma cambounio, ce que vous avez pour écouter Angola, l'année en Awana RNA International. www.rna.au. Connexion globale.
The RNA International now connects Angola to the world. It's simple. Visit www.rna.au. Everything about Angola you learn here on the RNA International at www.rna.au. Global connection.
Right, dear listeners, we are approaching to almost our last hour. But we still have some minutes. It's not yet time for us to say goodbye. Yeah, so we were here enjoying to the music of Kelly Silva with the title Eu Amor, as well as the music of Margareta do Rosário with the title Amor Sincero, and to finalize the music of Ana Joyce with the title Pintada de Ouro. The time now leads us to a news bulletin. We are now in the time for a news bulletin, and that's now saying the company of a news bulletin, dear listener, and after that we'll be offering you guys more good music, and we still have some more magazines to offer you. So keep on connected with the other side, keep on connected with us, because we still have much more to offer you. Stay now in the company of our news bulletin, and then we'll be back.
Your business grows further on the RNA International than advertise here. It's easy. Visit www.rna.ao. You'll just win.
RNA Internacional, o sonho que se tornou realidade. Angola liga-te ao mundo inteiro com toda a informação em tempo real. Política, economia, cultura, gastronomia, sociedade e desporto. www.rna.au. Ao ligar, já está conectado.
The RNA International connects the whole world without boundaries. English, Lingala, French and Portuguese. Wherever you are, just visit www.rna.ao. We are together.
RNA International, le rêve qui est devenu réalité. L'Angola vous connecte au monde avec toutes les informations en temps réel sur la politique, l'économie, la culture, la gastronomie, la société et les sports au www.rna.au. Connectez-vous.
RNA International. Vous allez consacrer ça à Angola dans Mokili Mobima. Vous allez dans mon pas cité. Contactez à www.rna.au. Vous allez connexion globale. Ma cambounion sur Oyo Lingoye Bapona et Koulangola. L'année en Awana RNA International. www.rna.au. Connexion globale.
News Hour. It's time for the news bulletin. Your attention to the top stories. Speaker of the National Assembly attends the celebrations of the bicentenary of the Brazilian Senate. Lubango City hosts the meeting of SADC ministers of labor and employment. a cruise ship with 1,200 tourists docks in Luanda. Antonio Caetano showed the sound control, and I am Daniel Kekesh. The details right away. The Speaker of the National Assembly, Carolina Cerqueira, is in Brasilia to participate in the celebrations of the bicentenary of the Brazilian Senate. The program for the celebration of the bicentenary of the Brazilian Senate begins this Monday with the opening of the International Seminar Democracy and New Technologies Challenges in the Digital Era. On the sidelines of the celebrations of the bicentenary of the Brazilian centenary, the agenda of the Speaker of the Angolan Parliament also includes a meeting with Rodrigo Pacheco, leader of the Brazilian Senate, and meetings with other Brazilian and foreign entities present at the event. The event will also be attended by parliamentary leaders from Mozambique, Cape Verde, and South American countries. Carolina Cerqueira is being accompanied by MPs Angela Bragança, Virgílio Chova, and Américo Chivukuvuku. The Minister of Public Administration, Labor and Social Security, Teresa Dias, said that SADC needs to overcome numerous challenges, including excessive informality and deficient mandatory social protection. Speaking at the opening of the meeting of experts of SADC ministers of labor and employment taking place in Lubango, the capital city of the province of Huila, Teresa Dias stated that the scarcity of decent and sustainable jobs is another problem that needs a study and a solution. Therefore, numerous agreements were signed, already ratified, many of which by all member states. The minister pointed out the adhesion of or ratification of good agreement is not enough. It is also necessary to guarantee their immediate implementation in such a way that the effects of the work outlined can be reflected with quality and effectiveness in order to reach the objectives defined by the status of the Southern African Development Community. He argued representatives of the organization's member states, as well as social partners, to work hard to implement decent and sustainable work agenda by promoting job creation and access to employment opportunities for young people. A cruise ship with about 1,200 tourists docked in the port of Luanda. The cruise ship came from South Africa. According to a note from the Ministry of Culture and Tourism, the cruise ship called Norwegian Town brings on board visitors of different nationalities. After visiting the Angolan coast, the tourists continue their route to Abidjan in Côte d'Ivoire. The business volume between Namibia and Angola reached at $130 million in 2022. This was announced by the Namibian ambassador to Angola, Patrick Mandago, on the occasion of the celebration of the 74th independence anniversary of this country market last week. According to him, Namibian exports to Angola stood at $61.5 million, while the Angolan export was about $70 million.
There is really trade going on between Namibia and Angola, particularly through the Oshikango-Santa Clara border post, formal and informal. You have thousands of Angolan citizens who are crossing to Namibia on a daily basis. The moment you open the border, you could see the sea of people going to Namibia, pick up whatever they want to go and sell on the other side. So those ones, whatever they are doing, is not quantified in terms of how it contributes to the economy. But the formal ones, the statistics which we got from the responsible institution in 2022, Namibia exported goods to the value of $61.5 million to Angola, while Angola has exported goods to the value of $71.1 million to Namibia. It's a reasonable value of to the exports. Of course, it's not that all these things were produced in Namibia or in Angola. They might have been imported from other countries and resold to the third country, but it's business.
Patrick Nandago said that Namibians exports to Angolan products related to machinery, computers, and mobile phones, while Angola supplies agricultural products to Namibia.
We are talking of machineries, heavy-duty machineries, particularly the mining sector of Angola. They import, we say, heavy-duty machineries from Namibia, all through Namibia, into Angola. Cell phones, computers. So most of the businessmen in Angola, they make use of the port of Walvis Bay to bring products to Angola. I have mentioned meat and meat products from Namibia. So Namibia exports meat to Angola. There are Angolan farmers who are trying to repopulate their farms. They buy livestock from Namibia, cattle, sheep, and goats, bringing them to Angola, and trying to revive their farming activities in Angola. So those are basically most of the things which are finding their way from Namibia to Angola. And of course, Angolans are also selling a lot of products to Namibia, particularly agricultural products, fruit and vegetables.
That was Namibian Ambassador to Angola, Patrick Nandago. In another story, to say that Angola and Ghana have strengthened their cooperation with the signing of new agreements in the sectors of higher education, science, technology, and innovation, among others. According to the Ghanaian ambassador to Angola, Mavis Kuzubo, the good relations of Ghana and Angola were rejuvenated with the holding of the 60th session of the Joint Bilateral Commission for Cooperation.
The occasion is being marked in Ghana with various activities, and the theme for the occasion is our democracy, our pride. It's an opportunity for us to highlight our commitments, our credentials, and the developments that have been achieved through our democratic values and our commitment to the rule of law. The occasion for us here in Luanda presents us also with the opportunity to celebrate the good strides that we have made with the government of Angola in the past years. These relations, these excellent bonds, were further rejuvenated with the holding of the sixth session of the Bilateral Commission for Cooperation in Luanda. The session took place between the 17th to 19th of February. It was hosted by MIREX in the beautiful city of Luanda. The Ghana delegation was led by our Honorable Deputy Minister, Honorable Kweku Amprachum Sampong, and the Angolan side was led by His Excellency Domingos Custódio Vera Rupes, as the Secretary of State for International Cooperation and Angolan Communities of the Ministry of External Relations of Angola. The meeting presented us with the opportunity to acknowledge the excellent bonds of friendship and solidarity that existed between our two countries.
Mavis Kuzubor added that the two countries are expecting to sign in the near future memorandum of understandings in the areas of defense, immigration, interior, aviation, and ports.
Both sides applauded the agreement that we have made positive developments. However, there was the need for the two sides to meet, to deliberate again, to explore new areas and deepen existing areas of cooperation. We therefore held this BCC, which carefully examined how we can collaborate in the sectors of higher education, science, technology and innovation, commerce and trade, transport, health, oil and gas, tourism, arts and culture, media, youth and sports, agriculture, forestry, among others. After extensive deliberations as to how to pursue collaboration between the two countries, 9 memoranda of understanding were finalized and signed between the various institutions. Higher education was one. We also signed a memorandum of tourism, arts and culture, export promotion, television, radio broadcasting, language proficiency. Language proficiency focusing on English and Portuguese, international relations, and peacekeeping and training, as well as petroleum, oil, and gas. For the future, the two sides also agreed to start looking possibly at cooperation in the area of defense, immigration, interior, that is matters concerning the ministries of interior and internal jurisdiction, aviation, ports and harbors, trade and commerce, environment, agriculture, fisheries, were all noted for as viable areas for future collaboration.
That was Ghana's ambassador to Angola, Mavis Easy Kosobor. The African Development Bank made available more than $1 billion to projects in Angola. The amount is meant to improve agriculture and infrastructure development in the country. This was said by the African Development Bank representative to Angola, Pietro Toigo, in an interview to this radio station. According to the official, their intention is to continue expanding their business portfolio in the country.
At the moment, we have about $1 billion in active projects, just above $1 billion. We, looking forward, I expect that amount to increase cumulatively. Why? Because in the past 3 years, we didn't lend between 2020 and 2022 due to some internal reasons. 2023 marks our return to lending with an amount of around $220 million. And we expect that amount to keep growing over time. So we think our portfolio will be expanding significantly in Angola. Let me just add very quickly, because there is another area where we're going to work beside agriculture, and that is sustainable infrastructures. And sustainable infrastructure is specifically the energy sector, the water and sanitation sector, and increasingly, as we know, and some of our listeners are probably in Zambia, and they will know about the Lobito Corridor. So we also want to work in the big multimodal logistic corridors that Angola is continuing to develop.
Pietro Toigo announced that they selected the sectors of agriculture and agribusiness to boost economic diversification in Angola. According to the diplomat, they consider this sector as key drivers for next 5 years.
The first area that we agree with the government to work on is the one of economic diversification. And in the context of economic diversification, we have selected agriculture and agribusiness, so the agriculture value chain, as the key driver for the next 5 years of Angola's economic growth, poverty reduction, and economic diversification. Within this area, we intend to look at the whole value chain, so from production, provision of inputs, but a very strong emphasis on industrialization and processing. So ensuring that more and more value is created in Angola out of agricultural products and not exported raw. And we intend to work on enablers of this process, which is access to finance, skills, and entrepreneurship that are the key element that would support a functioning agricultural value chain.
Pietro Toigo added that the country will have an economic growth of about 3% in 2024. According to him, Angola will record a gradual peak up around 4% as a result of the oil sector.
This year we see a relatively modest growth, probably in or about or below 3%, and we see a gradual pickup going forward around 4%. Obviously, that will very much depend on the oil sector, which remains fairly significant in the Angolan economy. This year is going to be still a fairly difficult year for the public budget. It's going to be quite tight. Angola has to deal with significant high levels of debt inherited from the past, but has been dealing with the challenge relatively well and has moved quite aggressively in trying to shift debt structure, the public debt structure, in a way that reduces financing costs, that reduces the burden for the new generation of servicing that debt while trying to increase the level of investment in the economy. Repayment of debt remains high this year, so that will be still a fairly tight, fairly difficult year for the national budget, but we see a loosening of the conditions going forward in 2025-2026.
That was the African Development Bank representative to Angola, Pietro Toigo. Then beyond the borders, to say that the extraordinary SADC Troika summit held in Lusaka in Zambia expressed its support for political and diplomatic process on the continent, including the Luanda process led by the Angolan President João Lourenço. The final communique of the high-level meeting of the Troika II refers to the organization's willingness regarding the pacification work carried out by the Angolan head of state and champion of the African Union for peace and reconciliation on the continent. João Lourenço has dedicated himself to find solutions for the pacification of the continent, especially in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The Luanda process, or CRJL roadmap on the pacification process in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, is a document focused, among other aspects, on the establishment of a climate of trust between the states of the Great Lakes region, the creation of ideal conditions for political dialogue and consultation, and normalization of political and diplomatic relations between the Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda, as well as the immediate cessation of hostilities. According to the statement, the chairperson of SADC was also highlighted on the occasion of the commemoration of the Southern Africa Liberation Day market last Saturday. Well, dear listener, that's all for the news bulletin. Let me then remind you the top stories. Speaker of the National Assembly attends the celebrations of the bicentenary of the Brazilian Senate. Lubango City hosts the meeting of SADC ministers of labor and employment. A cruise ship with 1,200 tourists docks in Luanda port. Antonio Caetano showed the sound control, and Daniel Kekesh was the news voice. We thank you for being here.
News Hour.
Your business grows further on the RNA International than advertised here. It's easy. Visit www.rna.ao. You'll just win.
Wow, so that was our news bulletin, dear listener, that's been brought to us once again by our colleague Danielle Kakesh. And the time, of course, for us to relax a little bit now. And we relax in the best way on the RNA International. It's time enough for us to be in the company of some good music, relaxing music, and then we'll be back to offer you guys our magazine Voices in the Diaspora. So stay now, dear listener, in the company of music, good and quality music, and of course, your girl will be back in a few minutes.
Your business grows further on the RNA International than advertised here. It's easy. Visit www.rna.ao. You'll just win.
RNA International now connects Angola to the world. It's simple. Visit www.rna.ao. Everything about Angola you learn here on the RNA International at www.rna.ao. Global Connection.
Na chuva molhou seu futuro, vejam só. Ai, ai, ela preferiu os conselhos de quem também precisava. Ai, lançou a semente no terreno da outra. Hoje o fruto que era dela já não lhe pertence, se paiou. Cadê a mãe dela? Cansou-se de orações ali na Mushima. Menina famosa, tal de formosa, hoje já não tem futuro, assim valeu a pena, digam só. Aonde estão os amigos do combo? Tu estás pra sempre. Aquela amiga sincera, verdadeira, que nunca mais vimos. Aonde estão os amigos? Pedra no chão. Hoje a vida mostra-lhe o sentido verdadeiro de ganhar seu pão sem ter de mexer no alheio. Escuta só. Ai, ai, ele preferiu os conselhos de quem não fez nada. Acredita na sorte e essa morte do artista que quer tocar todos os acordes. Se paiou. Cadê o pai?